wish I was.
No.
Whoa.
Welcome to the dark episode.
It's getting dark.
Positive
and scary.
Mental attitude.
It's been a mental health awareness.
You remember when I used to say that all the time?
Yeah.
I was on like my PMA kick.
Yeah.
It's like, PMA, bro. Positive mental attitude. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm not that person.
Thank hell that was before I knew you. Because that would annoy the shit out of me.
Bro, you got to keep that head up, man. Keep that head up. Smile to yourself.
Fuck off!
PMA, bro. PMA.
But having some positivity is good.
I have learned to embrace the negative side of life.
Yeah, oh, dude. It's, yeah.
And I'm still my positive self.
You are. We're pessimistic.
And I'm the positivity.
The glass is definitely half empty.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to us.
And it's getting lower and lower every day.
I'm the glow in this positive.
The glass is a quarter now. Glass is quarter empty.
Isn't it Mental Health Awareness Month, though, or something?
I have no idea. Is
it? I saw some.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, mental health is important.
Yeah.
Every month is Mental Awareness Month when you get
older. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, because things start getting shittier, and so you got to try to stay positive.
What?
Isn't that what people say?
Probably. I don't know what you're saying, though. So
positivity, bro.
Positivity,
PMA,
man.
Bro.
PMA.
Toby Morris.
Welcome to the GLHC Horror Podcast.
You're on the potty.
You're number two for the podcast.
That's right.
That sounds like what I did to your floor.
Yeah, please don't. That was
woo!
Wow. Yeah, you overflowed the pot.
We're close now. We're friends now.
We are. There's a piece of you on my floor somewhere. Probably
more than one, baby.
Oh, Lord. But first of all, we're supposed to have
we're supposed to have lasagna. We had that for dinner.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say we're never mind. I was gonna say we're supposed to have an episode out, but we don't need to bring that up.
Yeah, the technical difficulties.
Yeah, well,
we have this episode.
Yes.
Yeah, you get this episode,
which
now
is even better than the last episode because you'll actually get to hear it.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah,
let's fingers crossed. This is a risk every time now, which is weird because we do the same thing every time.
We're playing with fire.
We're playing with fire.
Fire.
Lighting the pubes up.
I don't have any to light up.
I don't either.
Hey.
It's about time to do it again, though.
Hey.
I cream up the sack.
Cream it up, baby.
You get some Yeti in?
No.
No. It actually works.
Oh.
I mean, for the most part.
If it got through yours.
What? My coarse bush.
If it got through that forest.
Yeah, I found the little snake hiding out.
It's a jungle out there.
It's a jungle. Anyway, yeah. So we're back.
And better than ever.
Nope. I definitely want to claim that.
We're back and just as good as we were before.
There you go.
They're okay.
If you think we were good before, we were definitely not improved.
No, we are still crap.
We maintain. For your satisfaction.
We're all about the
consistency. I think sometimes we fluctuate. We go worse and then go back to the same.
Well, that's
we lower the bar and then even the bar. We never go higher.
We never raise it.
We never raise the bar.
No.
And here I think we get better every time.
Well, it's a perspective,
PMA,
I guess.
PMA guy.
Yeah. PMA. What are we doing this
We're talking
time?
About a movie that is causing a stir among us.
Were we supposed to watch a movie?
Yeah. And I know you already did because you're the one that told me to.
That's true.
We did.
Yeah. And what, J-Bone? Oh, yeah, we got J-Bone here.
J-Bone in the hizzy.
A.K.A. Josh.
We got Biggins in the hizzy.
Woo!
We got Alan in the hizzy.
Alan, yes.
He just nods his head.
He just nods his head in the hizzy. For shizzle in the hizzle.
Does hizzy mean house?
I think so.
Okay.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I was like saying it.
Yeah.
Those are fun aliases.
Fun. Yeah. Alan.
I mean, we definitely have yours is a name.
It's an alias.
But it's a funny story. Yes.
Yeah. What's going on? Late Night with the Devil.
Oh.
The new horror film.
That is sweeping the nation.
Yeah, it's getting really good reviews. People seem to like it.
Yeah. People do.
They seem to. I don't know.
Hit what? Shudder.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a theatrical release, but now
it's... Yeah, brief run.
Was it only in theaters for a night?
It was like two weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
2-3 weeks.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that long.
It's out for a bit.
Okay.
Shows what we know.
Yeah. Good thing we have a podcast talking about crap.
That's right. Yeah, so it's a it says 2023, but it
came out this
came year. Out yeah. this year
in 2024.
Yeah, yeah.
Ian, good job knowing what year it is.
Well, yeah. So I'm just specifying because in case people listen to it in a different year, they would be able to know.
In case you listen to it in 2023.
Yeah.
25.
This new episode hasn't come out yet. Just know that.
If you go back in time and find this somehow.
Yeah.
Well, you're the guy, Ian.
I'm a guy, yes.
You are a guy, I think. I mean, I...
Have you confirmed that?
No.
Please don't.
That's what I'm saying. I don't plan on ever, you know, visually confirming.
You can.
I'll just assume you got a dong. So, anyway. who directed this and who starred in it? So. Dave Dasamachalachan.
Dave Dasamalchin.
Yes,
he was in it. He was the
lead. Yeah, he was a star.
Right? You know the director, dumbass.
It was directed by two people. Cameron and Colin Cairns.
Two people.
Okay. Brothers?
I assume so. I didn't.
Cameron and who?
Colin.
Cam and Colin.
CNC.
CNC Enterprise.
Or the K's.
How about you? Oh, that's not close. There are too many K's.
It's with a C. It would be three C's or three K's, but that's bad.
No, yeah.
So that would not be good.
It's three C's, Cameron and Colin Cairns.
Okay.
Cairns.
Cairns?
Karen?
Cairns?
C-A-I-R-N-E-S.
Are they Cairns?
Yes.
That would be with a K.
That would be with a K. I've seen Cairn with a C, though.
Have you?
Yeah, C-A-R-I-N.
That's just called cunt.
Wow.
Woo! Oh, spicy!
So,
spicy McNugget!
Barnin McNugget? What the fuck? I didn't see what's happening.
I don't know.
Who? Oh, yeah. Colin and Kaepernick.
Colin and Cameron Cairns.
Okay, so they're the directors.
Yeah, they also did 100 Acres, which was a movie I haven't seen.
I don't.
It's like an Australian, like outbacky type movie, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
But I haven't seen
that one. Okay, and stars
sounds
Dave.
Awesome.
No, it doesn't.
Like a blossom, mate.
If it's the movie I'm thinking of, but I don't know.
Do you ever watch the show Blossom?
No, because I'm not a prepubescent little girl. Is what I was trying to say.
Okay, fair enough. It seemed like something you might like.
Wow!
You like Gilmore Girls and Taylor Swift.
Okay, fuck you. Gilmore Girls and Taylor Swift are fucking incredible. Icons of pop culture. Fucking Blossom. Whatever the hell you said. Come on, man. Go get balls on you comparing the legends of TV and music to Blossom.
That's an awesome Blossom.
That's good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The awesome Blossom is 10 times better than whatever the fuck Blossom is.
I was just curious. Yeah. You said Blossom. I guess apparently that's the wrong thing to say.
Apparently it was.
But I don't want to do a podcast with him anymore.
All right. Well, let's talk about who else is in the movie.
Okay.
David that's Mops of Muscle on.
David Mus Muscle Schlong.
David. Whoa, that's a big long. That's a big schlong.
David, damn it, your name is hard.
Dasmalchin.
Das.
Haagen-Dazs Mulchen.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff recently.
I love the guy.
Yeah. No, he was good in this.
He was in Batman.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in the new Boogeyman movie.
Yeah.
Came out last year.
That's tough.
But this is way better.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Movie sucked balls.
but that's a good thing sometimes.
I loved it. My balls sucked.
But it also
sucked. The taint tickled.
It also stars Ian Bliss.
Oh, you're in the movie?
No, my name's not Bliss.
Oh,
no.
His
name's Alan.
I was blissfully unaware.
Our listeners might know him as the evil villain or one of the villains from the Matrix sequels.
No.
He plays like
Keanu Reeves?
No, the villain from that movie.
I know, but he's in it.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is in the Matrix, yeah. Anyway, that's where I knew him from. I'm like, oh wait, it's that guy.
Who is he? And
he was the psychiatrist hypno guy who was skeptical.
Oh, okay,
the D-bag.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, there's gonna be spoilers if you haven't seen.
Yeah, spoiler because there's a new movie. We should say it. We got to be respectful.
Yeah,
we probably will talk spoilers.
Yeah,
well, I will guarantee you we will.
Well, yeah, I just J-Bone. Had to throw it out there before I got too far.
Good thinking, dude.
Yep. And then
Laura. Try the smart one.
Laura Gordon.
The smart.
The smart one. Smart one?
Smart?
Smart one?
Smart one?
You got a blue dick?
No, let's hope not. That would be cause for decapitation or whatever.
Can you decapitate a penis?
Well, it's a head.
Scissors.
It'd be severed.
Or in your case, tweezers.
What? Tweezers? Damn it.
Anyway, Laura Gordon, who was in Saw 5, is also in this movie.
Really? Was she the therapist lady? Or not therapist, but...
No, she's a character named Ashley. I don't remember, but I know she was in
Saw 5. Oh, was she the makeup artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Gotcha. Saw 5.
I know she was in Saw 5.
Okay.
That's it.
I see Saw 5.
I see Saw 10.
I see Saw 5. I see Saw 10. I remember Saw 5.
I shot this one the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I took my kid to the park and they had one.
That seesaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. You don't see those too often.
Yeah.
You do at the park.
The playground area.
Playground area.
You're not allowed there.
Teeter totter. I'm not. Cool.
Initial thoughts on the movie Biggins.
Don't start with me because
I am starting with you.
I.
You're on the spot.
I'm on the show. It was good.
I play with Pee-Pee.
Let's hope not. He was all sitting right next to me.
So, that's true. No, I was not.
Watch this one.
Yeah.
Well said.
No.
Alan. my initial thoughts are it's one of the best ones of 2024.
Oh, okay.
So far.
All right.
It's either one or two for me at the moment. But not a lot's come out, but it's one or two at the moment.
Like number one?
Yeah, number one or
two. This could be your favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, so far it's one or two.
Well, what's the other one it's tied with?
It's probably above Abigail, but...
Abigail is the other one?
Abigail, that little ballerina girl?
Yeah, I like that movie. That's good.
Okay. Well, we haven't seen it, so we can't really say anything.
And then Immaculate's up there, but...
What?
Immaculate?
I thought you said Blackula.
No, that
was that an older movie?
That came out a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like 70s or 80s.
Oh, Immaculate 70s. With Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, Immaculate, yeah. Those would be my top three at the moment.
Okay.
Immaculate is up there for me.
Yeah. Anyway.
I haven't seen it.
I like the aesthetic. And
it's a 70s throwback.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But it's done in a way that isn't boring like most 70s movies.
That's because it was made today.
Right. Yeah.
I will piggyback on that. I love
Hogzilla.
Hogzilla. Ew.
You okay there?
No. I swallowed something.
That's what she said.
There's like snot and lasagna.
Pleasant.
Wow.
It's good.
Piggybacking off what you said about the aesthetic. Oh my God. About the aesthetic. I loved the setting for this movie. I was trying to think of, like, have you ever gotten a movie like this?
No.
A horror movie based inside, like, during a late night, like, a talk show, TV show like this?
Probably.
The closest I can think of is WNF Halloween Special.
Right. Yeah. And that's completely different in my mind, you know? And so I loved that. Mm-hmm. Even though I wasn't around in the 70s, you know, I'm not that old. But I grew up with Conan O'Brien, man. Conan was my guy. And so
The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Conan was my guy. So like just bringing that kind of nostalgia back for me, even though the setting was different, the you know, it was 70s ambiance, 2000s ambiance, whatever. But I love the feel of it. I love that setting of it. And I think they did a very good job creating that aesthetic and creating that feeling. Mm-hmm. And like when the commercial breaks came and they went to black and white and they kind of ran all around and stuff. I like that. That was a fun way to do those little breaks.
Yeah. It was a nice use of the space.
Yeah. And I thought it was great. That was one of the things I loved the most about the entire movie.
Yeah. I love how your face, when you're done talking, you just get a straight face when you look at me like, your turn now.
You can't even speak.
Yeah, it's just this thing you do, I think. No, yeah, I agree. The
aesthetic. Don't fuck it up now.
Yeah. Yeah, to piggyback off you. Oink, oink, oink. Yeah, there it is. Oink, oink, oink. Oh, literal. I bet it goes oink, oink,
oink. Little corkscrew peen.
What? Don't pigs have like corkscrew penises?
I don't know.
A tail, dumbass!
No, I know, but I heard their wangs are like that too. No!
I've never looked.
I guess I haven't either.
I just heard that, so anyway.
Would that be ribbed for her pleasure then?
Spiraled.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the aesthetic's great. That's one of my favorite things about it. They kind of nailed the 70s. It didn't, like, it looked like it, but like it didn't at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like the feel was there, mm-hmm. Yeah. But like the actual visual, I think the, what's that one movie? Saturday in October.
The third Saturday in October.
Yeah. I think that one looked more 70s than this one.
Yeah.
But this one felt more.
It's because they used 4K cameras.
Yeah, exactly. But that aesthetic and the feel of it, the talk show setting was really good. And I thought they did it really well. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's a slower movie, but it didn't feel slow.
I was never bored.
Me either.
Not one time.
Yeah, because it kept you engaged and invested, and you're really wondering what's going to happen. Because you know something's going to happen, but you don't know when or how or what. And I thought David dashed my balls in.
In Jell-O.
Yeah.
David dashed my balls in Jell-O.
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
I thought he was a great leading person in this and, you know, kind of his.
He was. I was watching him. I'm like, he is the perfect choice for this role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Perfectly cast in this movie.
Yep. And the costuming and the stuff I thought was on point too.
Yeah.
You know, which is cool because if you're doing throwback, you got to kind of have that look. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we've seen some that they don't really, you know, supposed to take place in this time, but it doesn't look like it.
Right.
They nailed it, you know, in the coloring.
Modern iPhone.
Yeah. Huh?
You know, where stuff doesn't fit right, but that wasn't in this movie. Like someone's walking around and they have like a modern phone that's supposed to be like the 80s. I don't know.
I see what you're saying. Gotcha.
I thought you were saying they use an iPhone to like color correct
the movie. I was very, what's the word? Vague with that stuff before. So
Okay. Gotcha.
I could
clarify. But yeah, I thought acting as a whole was really good. Yeah. Even the douchebag guy and the, I don't know. Everything just flowed nicely for that, you know, and it felt like you're watching a TV show. And the little, like, commercial things, you're gone already?
Yeah, I'm far with you.
Wow. All right, moving on.
For, like, 2 minutes. That's 2 months.
Commercial break? Yeah. Commercial break. GLHC. Books for sale! Anyway.
What the fuck?
Commercial break. You got bored of me, so we went to a commercial break?
No, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, I know.
But you were saying commercial breaks. Ian was trying to get you back on track.
I was trying to help you.
I was trying to be funny.
You're not.
And that concludes your commercial break.
No, but they, you know, they have the, you know, yeah, moving on. You.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Good, yeah. And all that. But one of my, can I say what my favorite part of the movie was?
No, we're not talking about the movie. What are you talking about?
Fine.
Okay.
We're talking about the drama Blossom on TV, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I haven't either. What's your favorite part of the movie?
So my favorite part of the movie was where the psychic, not psychic, the hypnotist guy, the hypnotist.
The debug.
Yeah, the douche nozzle is, he's questioning things. He's like, well, this could happen and blah 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 and I'll hypnotize you.
Yeah.
And then he does, and then the cool practical effects that happen, and then how it comes back and it's like it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's potentially
that was pretty
one
cool
way it was done, because you never know.
I thought the practical effects were really good.
Mm-hmm. Especially when the dude was like pulling his chest open and the worms, and that giant worm comes out of his neck. Yeah. I was like, well, I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that whole scene was
great,
because then it's like you were hypnotized by watching the guy hypnotize people on the show, and it was just the way that whole little part was crafted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed that part too.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I thought the pacing, you said it was kind of slow. And I agree with you. It was kind of slow. But the pacing was great, though.
Well, yeah, exactly.
No,
it's slower burn pacing, but it's consistently.
It's done so well, though.
Yeah.
That it makes it enjoyable throughout the entire movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was engaging, which kept you in it and didn't like let up from that. Exactly. You know, if that made, it's just, it's all about consistency, I think. Because if you know, you can't blah, 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 go up and down, because that's when you kind of lose things. It's like, what's happening? But this one, it was the, I call it good slow burn. I know we've talked about it before, but it's like, it's consistently there and you have little spikes of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then it never drops.
It never drops. No. Yeah.
So it has those spikes, but then it goes right back to that nice steady level.
Exactly.
And never drops to like a, oh my God, point. Yeah. You know?
Yep.
And I think a lot of times with a slower paced movies, they do drop.
Oh yeah.
You know, they'll have those spikes every now and then, but then they'll drop too much at some point.
Yeah. Where they go into explaining a bunch of exposition or too much dialogue for too long. Where this, it broke it up.
Yeah. But it's always been back to that nice steady pacing. Yep. And I think probably the setting and having it be on the TV show that's an hour long plays into that.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
You know, you can't do a bunch of exposition and details throughout the movie when you're in this kind of a
like a locked in set time slot for a TV show.
And I think when we were watching, I said, this feels like we're watching this on TV,
like real time,
real time, like on Halloween night. Cause that's the thing I loved. Yeah. It was on Halloween night.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, and it felt like something you could be watching at that time, you know,
I agree.
Awesome.
Well, that was fun.
Well, fun movie. Go watch it.
What do you think about the ending?
That was probably my least favorite about it.
It's very ambiguous, right?
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
So there are two ways to think about it.
I don't like that. I want one solid ray that I know exactly what happened.
So this is what I think happened.
Okay.
I think he went crazy. And he killed everybody.
So you think he did kill the David, that's Muscle Muscle on, did kill everybody.
Yeah, because he thought he was possessed by the devil.
Right.
So you don't think there was an actual demonic possession?
Yeah, you don't think that Lily was actually possessed?
Well, I don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Because of the hypnosis scene, how it kind of pulls back and it makes it look like it never happened.
But then what about the scene they did with Lily? Because they did the same thing.
They showed her and then, well, that could have been the footage messing up and stuff because it was recording, and then it kind of like makes it look like the footage is all jacked up from aging or whatever, because they're like, this is a playback of the footage.
Mm-hmm.
So what would have caused him to kill everybody? And that's because he missed his wife.
Yeah. Losing his ratings.
And I mean,
he's going crazy.
If you think about it, those little points were in the movie from the beginning.
Yeah.
That if you think of like, if you think that he was the one that killed them all at the end, and you think that he went crazy, you can go back to the beginning of the movie
and see little hints.
And see kind of little hints and clues that point to that theory being correct. You know?
And this would be a fun one to do on a second watch, kind of knowing how it plays out. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to see
things. Yeah, you're going to be watching for more
clues,
details
and
stuff now.
Yeah, and the other way to think about it, obviously, is probably the way you guys might have thought about it, but I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What do you mean by you guys?
Yeah.
Well, I assume.
You calling this dumb?
No, I assumed. I assumed you took it the other way, like that there was.
I didn't say anything like that, fool.
I didn't either.
Well, I just assumed because I know you guys.
You know what happens when they assume?
I didn't say you were dumb. You said that yourself.
Many times.
True.
Yeah, I don't really know how to take
this. See, I don't either.
I haven't really come to a full conclusion in my mind. What I think happened.
Well, there's two ways to think about it, and I like both ways.
So you're saying it's either he went crazy or there was an actual demonic possession.
And so if there was a demonic possession at the end, then was he killing that or was he killing the girl at the very, like, the last scene of the movie, the last frame?
Yeah.
Probably a bit of both if he was killing the host body that the demon came out of.
I mean, either way, they're all dead.
Yeah.
Right.
What if there's a little bit of both in there?
Well, yes, probably.
Because what if, like, you know, he was going crazy and this whole buildup was happening in his mind, but Lily, the girl, was actually possessed and did start the things.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of lost control of his mind at that point and started killing people, too.
Yeah, that's the third way to think about it.
Well, you said there's only two ways. Well, you just I guess the dumb one thought of another way.
I never.
What's up now?
But yeah, that's
a good point
about it too.
I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards that conclusion, I guess, if I have to pick one.
Like a mix?
Yeah, like a mix. I feel like if it was all in his mind, when we went back to see the footage of the possession and stuff and talking to the demon, we would be able to, it would be like the D-bag guy, right? Mm-hmm. And we would just be laughing and we wouldn't be able to see anything happen.
Yeah.
But we did. We did see that transformation happen on camera. It caught that. And so I feel like that demonic entity was there, but I feel like too much was happening and him seeing his wife too much and him thinking about her. And then when the demonic entity was saying that, like, was calling out the fact that he maybe sacrificed her to gain that stardom, I think it was all too much for him to process at that point.
Yeah.
And so I think he kind of snapped then too.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
I didn't give it that much thought, to be honest with you. I just enjoyed it.
Well, that's a good movie.
I mean, one thing that I liked about is that I'm not big on demonic possession movies, obviously, you know, but this one, the way they did it, I liked a lot. And this is how that kind of movie should be done. You know, it's not over, there's not too much into it, but there's not enough either. There's like a happy medium. It's like, oh, this is actually interesting. And I wonder how this is going to play out. Is this actually happening or not? And that's what I like about it. So I like that there's the, you know, different ways to interpret it. Yeah. I might maybe even like even more now after.
And the other
talking about this
thing I think of like is most demonic possession movies. They fall into like the cliches.
This jump one scares. Yeah.
This one had some of those buildups, but it doesn't feel cliche.
No.
To me. But
kind of fresh.
Some of the things are there that are in others, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah. But, it's not like...
It feels original.
Yeah, though, it feels original.
Yeah.
That's how I would say it.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Just had a nice feel to it. A good tone.
Yeah.
You know, it did feel kind of tense throughout because... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what you were saying, but not having too much of it, I like that because the possession was the focal point of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I would say, the main part of the movie.
It's only a small part, really, towards the end. It's a
very small scene.
Yeah, it was the buildup.
It was the buildup and the tension and the suspense and the wife dying and how she died and all of these things leading up to it that kind of caused it all to happen at the end.
Yeah. This is like a boiling up to the...
So it wasn't the entire movie focused on the girl in the bed.
Right.
Or, you know, something like that.
Exactly.
There was so much going on around us the entire time.
Yeah.
And then this happened for a little bit, and then we're back. And I really like that aspect of it. Because we've seen possession movies. They're a dime a dozen nowadays.
Yeah.
We've seen them. So every single type we've seen a billion times.
Yep.
And so
only a handful of really good ones.
Yeah, exactly. And the really good ones are the ones that do something different.
Yeah.
And tell an original story. And this, to me, felt different. And it told an original story in a different type of setting. But in a familiar setting, too, because, like, I grew up with Conan. I think most people of Ross Late Night talk shows, you know, we all guy somebody we watch.
Whether Letterman or Leno.
Yeah. And so we like that.
Yeah.
I'm already invested in him coming out and telling jokes and this little sidekick guy laughing. So I'm already invested in that because I already like that. It feels familiar
to me. Yeah.
And so... The entire movie didn't need to be about the possession.
The one guest.
And all the buildup to that is what made the movie great, in my opinion.
Well, it pulls you in, and that like it's engaging.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's intriguing, and it's interesting. And the girl did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you kind of watch her, you can kind of see her, like, doing things. Mm-hmm. You're not really paying attention because somebody else is talking.
Right.
She's, like, looking at the camera and stuff. And it's
she's always, like, trying to find the camera and smiling, like, creepy smile.
It just kind of builds that tension. It's like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know.
And then it had a really nice studio audience.
Yeah.
That good work as background extras.
Yeah, a lot of like costume and stuff, which is cool. Be a good one for October.
Yeah. Oh yeah, perfect for October.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rewatch it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All said and done, I give it 5 stars.
I give it 5 stars.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, I give it 4.5. But I feel like I might go up if I watched again, especially after talking about that. I'm like, I kind of like the idea that he went nuts and killed everybody.
Yeah.
That's more fun than just a demon possessing some body. He ain't scary, you dumb shit. Like, not you, the demon.
Go ahead, call me dumb to that too.
Yeah, no.
The puck on the kettle black.
Okay. No, I really liked it. I honestly, I went in, you know, I was curious about it. But I went in like,
You're like, dang it, Ian, why'd you pick this?
Yeah, no, I wanted
when to. You guys did, because I was at a concert when you guys rocked
it. Yeah.
And when you got, I'm like, well, I lucked out there. Like, I'm like, oh, like, all
right. Yeah.
I'm at 741 and they're stuck rocks at that craft fest.
Little did you know.
Little did I turned out I loved it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I get for judging the movie.
Everyone was telling me it was awesome, too. So I was like, yeah, that's the one I definitely want.
Yeah, no, and I always try to go into movies, but like, okay, you never know. You know, it's not my cup of tea. Yeah, I do. Always.
You're like, what's this art crap?
Well, yeah, I would do that to be funny. You know, but I'm always like, okay, it's the demonic movie. Let's see how it is, you know. And every now and then you're going to find one where it exceeds your expectations or, you know, surprises you, and this was one of them. The kills were good.
Yeah.
Kills, you know, we don't get a lot, but
doesn't need to be a lot though.
No,
it doesn't perfect. Need to be over the top.
Yeah, but that slit throat, the hanging thing is pretty badass.
The effects are great on it.
Yeah. So it had some of that. You know, the aesthetic, the pacing was consistently. Yes, but it pulls you in. It doesn't. You don't get knocked out of it like so many of these do. There's not a lot of jump scares, which I think is a good thing.
Atmosphere.
Atmosphere, exactly. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It'll definitely be in my top 10 by the end of the year. It's top 5 now.
You know, definitely. I mean, it's only May.
Because I really liked it. But what do you mean only May? It's half, almost a year and half over.
Yeah, but, you know,
next month, the year will be half over.
I know. But when do most of the horror movies come out? Yeah, September, October.
This one will definitely be in my top 10.
Okay. Well, when we do our – well, I'll be curious to see if it stays there.
Well, now it's going to just –
Fair enough.
Even if it ends up like 25th, it's still going to be number 9.
On the episode? Yeah. Oh, no. I'm saying – I mean, there's a good chance. I mean, right now it's probably in mine too.
Yeah. I can almost guarantee it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me with you, but I mean that in a good way. Yeah, no, I would definitely recommend it. And it sounds like Umbrella Entertainment's putting out a pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, they're putting out a really nice looking package.
Let me tell you, I already pre-ordered this bag.
Right, did you? Mine.
Yes, so it comes with the movie, obviously.
Whoa!
It comes with the movie?
No, a VHS of the movie. And then it comes with like the little Conversations with the Devil book that they show.
Oh, yeah.
And there's like a bunch of other like swag from the TV show that it's as in there too. So I'm like,
you have ink on your hand.
I've been painting wise. there it comes with like a lot.
Are you a squid master painting?
Oh no!
His ink, the spray ink. Yeah.
Anyway,
don't look at me like that. What were we saying?
It comes with like a lot of swag from like the TV show and stuff. Is what it looks like. So.
But you said it's Region B, right? They don't.
I think so.
Well.
Because I don't think it's 4K.
Hmm.
But.
Well, somebody will put it up. That's not Umbrella. It's a standard release.
You know? Yeah. I just had to.
Maybe Gregor Syndrome.
Umbrella's a partner label.
Yeah. And now, you know, if they're doing Shudder.
Ah, that's true. You
know, Gregor Syndrome and Shudder have teamed up now.
So. I can't say it's not region free, but I'd assume.
You didn't look?
It doesn't say.
Oh, he was buying. He's like, I don't give a shit. I'm buying. You have a region free player.
Yeah, I have a region free.
You have a flea of the region flea.
I have a region free player, but like with all that other stuff, I couldn't pass it up.
Sure. How much was it?
It was like $80.
Yee-hee.
Yeah, it's expensive, but I bundled it with some.
That's not that bad.
No, I know. I was.
Yeah, like so. I was like, I gotta. got to do it.
Yeah. You ordered Winnie the Pooh, too, from them.
Winnie the Pooh 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But
you're a big Umbrella fan, huh?
Oh, I like a few of their...
Under their umbrella.
I mean, I like a few of their special releases, but...
They got some good releases, yeah.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Let us know your thoughts of Late Night with the Devil. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Will it be in your top 10 list by the end of the year?
Or do you not know yet? Because it's not the end of the year.
And who was your favorite talk show host growing up? Was it Conan, Leno, Letterman?
Jon Stewart.
Fallon.
Well, that would be nowadays, yeah.
Well, he's a talk show host.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel.
What if they're growing up right now and they listen to us?
Then I'm sorry for ruining your childhood.
How do you think the ending played out?
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on the ending. We gave some examples of what we think. Which ones do you agree with?
Yep. That's our review.
Okay, bye.
That's such an eager beaver. But yeah, nothing else to say. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, as always.
Hey, we do have something else to say, though.
We do.
We have logbooks now. And we've been teasing these for a long time.
Logbooks.
Log your logs. There's a joke in the logbook about that. we do have our logbooks. They are at the time this episode comes out, you can probably buy them from us. We're waiting on ours, the testing ones, to get here. So make sure they look good. Then they're all good to go.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. So, follow our social medias.
Yeah.
Which is a GLEC podcast.
Yeah.
Horror podcast, something like that.
Follow J-Bone. Follow the J-Bone at Horror Sensei on Instagram.
You can follow me.
Follow Biggins over
at... Biggins at the Horror Punk.
And you can follow Alan over at...
I Beck Joe.
You got to change that to A Beck Joe.
No.
We'll announce all that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be teasing them like crazy.
Teasing the logs.
Teasing...
Come on, log boy.
Logging the loggies.
My log has something to tell you.
Oh, that's Twin Peaks.
Right. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Little bubbles on your taint balls. And
that's weird.
That is weird.
Wait, do you have soap down there?
Well, I mean, don't you put soap when you wash your balls?
Yeah, but why bubbles? Why are you just walking around with soap in your balls?
Rob likes a soap enema.
It helps you. Yeah. It helps keep your thighs from not chafing in the summertime. It's almost ball sticking weather.
Minty fresh farts.
Minty fresh farts.
My 7-year-old goes, my balls were sticking to my leg. Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the time, buddy.
Get them boils in there, man.
All the time.
Take a good sniff and whiff.
What? That's weird.
See you next time.
Not now.
GLHC, we're podcasting in your ear. You're not scared to be here. We are the greatest Lincoln Horror Club. Sorry, but now this episode is done. We really hope you had fun.
We're a podcast now. Yay!